The United States Conference of Catholic Bishops is embarking on a 3-year process of Eucharistic revival. The process will begin on the Solemnity of the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ, Corpus Christi Sunday, June 19, 2022. The National Eucharistic Revival is being conducted under the heading, My Flesh for the Life of the World, with the mission to renew the Church by enkindling a living relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist. The 3-year process is set to conclude with a National Eucharistic Congress scheduled to take place in Indianapolis, July 17th through 21st, 2024. Down through the centuries, the people of God have been called to witness to the reality of God's great love and to be a light to all nations. We're living in times not seen by people for centuries. While wars are not actively being waged on a large scale, unrest and skirmishes of various sorts flare up with alarming frequency. Division and polarization are all too common across the globe. And the coronavirus pandemic has cost many lives, been a source of isolation from community events and involvement, and even caused suspension of the church's sacramental life for the sake of the common good. As we emerge from the effects of the pandemic and learn to live more safely in the face of threats to individual and public health, the return to appreciation of the sacramental life of Catholic Christians is needed. And such appreciation must bear fruit in lives lived as witnesses of God's love, most beautifully expressed in the Eucharistic celebration and the enduring presence of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. As Bishop of the Diocese of Lubbock, Chief Teacher of the Faith, and Chief Liturgist of our local church, I'm personally spearheading our diocese's participation in the Eucharistic revival process. I will be drawing upon the help of our newly reshaped Diocesan Worship Committee and the special ad hoc committee of that group, formed to assist us in conducting the Eucharistic revival process. We will begin with a thorough formation on the celebration of the Eucharist. That will be followed by a study of the document approved by the United States Catholic Conference of Bishops in November of 2021, entitled The Mystery of the Eucharist and the Life of the Church. Finally, it is my hope that the parishes and other entities of the Diocese of Lubbock will then carry the torch of Eucharistic renewal within their own structures and among the people attached to them. In the 6th chapter of the Gospel according to John, Jesus tells us, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. May our efforts in the coming 3 years bear fruit in greater understanding and appreciation of the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. More fervent and meaningful, full, conscious, and active participation in the Eucharistic celebration. And empower us forever more faithful response to our call to missionary discipleship, becoming ourselves what we receive in the Eucharist. May Our Lady of Guadalupe and Blessed Carlo Acutis, to whom the U.S. bishops have commended this revival, pray for us as we embark upon this process, this journey, together.